we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everyone, I'm Jamie.
And I'm CJ, and this is
Drink Wine, Spill Tea. The podcast where we talk about...
So animated today.
Because
do you like my bracelet?
Yeah.
I made it. It says bitch. Do you want me to make one?
Actually, will you?
Yeah, I got a bracelet making kit for my nieces for when we go to the lake this weekend, but I decided that I was going to make them some.
Do you want to make a bunch and sell them at our booth on the 4th of July? You can have all the profits.
Well, no. I mean, I would. I can do that, and then you can take the money. But
no,
I'm not going to
take the money.
I'm gonna. Do you think I'm gonna make a lot of money off these bracelets? I'm not good at it.
$5 a piece.
All right.
Maybe
the podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea.
Oh, that three-way clink. Oh. Everybody, guess who's here
you've
today?
You've been waiting.
You've been waiting.
You've been wondering.
You've been watching.
You've heard about him forever.
Yeah, our producer.
Our biggest fan.
Our
ally.
Our Max. Hello.
I am the biggest fan of this podcast. I know the full intro. I know the outro. I know everything about it. Don't spit up your drink.
We do have an outro. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I email every week, right?
Yes.
You get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie doesn't have access to the email.
I don't even know how to run her Instagram anymore. I've been banned. I'm not kidding. Oh my God. I get banned from everything. I'm banned from Urban Outfitters, Inc. Like, collectively, Anthropology, Free People, and Urban, I'm banned from Instagram, just from that account, though.
But she also doesn't know how to work the other Instagram accounts, though, so it's not as if she deserves to be on it. Because when she's on Car Jam Central, she thinks that she's on her own account. And also, when she's on her own phone, she thinks she's texting different people that she knows.
You know... I can't believe you just outed me like that, but now that we're talking about it, Max, hold on a second, we'll get to you. How dare you? This is what happens, is that addressing my actual phone thing, my sister's name is Carly, our intern, and CJ's name is
Ciarly,
but it starts with a C, and I'm like not really paying attention, so I will text someone thinking that it's the other. I don't do it to Carly. I just do it to you.
She literally texted. It's probably because you're used to Carly being the top message in your messages. That's probably actually what it is. It probably has nothing to do with the C's. Don't act like,
no, it doesn't.
Don't act like you knew that.
No, it is because I just see a C.
Well, she literally texted me like at least 10 minutes ago while I was sitting right next to her and said, don't forget to post. And as I'm looking at the message, I'm thinking, what did I forget to post? And then I said, you texted me instead of Carly.
But then I do that from Car Jam Central all the time. Anyways, we don't need to. Max.
Anyway, Max, how are you?
I'm dandy. I really want to hear about how you get kicked out of Urban Outfitters. Did you take too many, like, photo booth pictures? Like, what's going on there?
Oh, I've told this story on the pod before, but
I'll tell a really quick version. I'm a fake fan, I guess.
I don't know what's going on
today. I'll just tell the Cliff Notes version really quick. So when we were going to Spain, I saw this pair of shorts on Urban Outfitters online that I loved and I wanted to order. I ordered them. They never came. So I called and I was like, I never got my order. They were like, too bad. We're not giving you a refund. So I went, no. And so I called my bank and I was like, can we please dispute this charge? And they said, yes. And then I got my money back. And then I got an email from Urban Outfitters, Inc. saying that I was banned until I paid them. And wow. I was like, no, fuck you. How dare you, like, take money from a very poor person just trying to buy a pair of shorts to go to Spain? Yeah, very poor.
That was quite a sentence.
Yeah, but, like, and then you're just, like, a big multi-million-dollar company. How dare you? So I stand by my choices. I don't need them.
I
can buy their stuff
too.
From the stores all the time.
Literally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And also, they're low-key racist, so.
Yeah, high-key.
Yeah. Anyway, Max, hello.
Hi.
Max and I have known each other for a very long time.
We were friends for a very long time.
We went to elementary school together.
Go Mustangs.
And middle school.
Go Birds.
And high school.
Go Birds again. Yep.
And he's an honorary Saluki. He came to visit me at school all the time.
Yep. Go Salukis.
Go Salukis.
Just a short train ride down from Chicago.
Yes. Contrary to popular belief, people always think that I went to school very close to Chicago, but it's really 6 hours away.
Yeah, a full 6 hours mm-hmm. on the train, stopping at every city, every corn town in Illinois on the way down.
Yeah.
It is gross. Very eventful.
But he's a very good friend. He came to visit me all the time.
Yeah.
I was not as good of a friend. I never took the train to visit him. But over the summers, I would visit him at least once a summer, like when I wasn't doing a show.
Yeah, but you were super busy, so you didn't come up and see me during the school year, but that's okay. That's okay.
And we went to Hilton Head together.
Yeah, several times.
Three. And we went to Spain together.
Yes, we did.
Excuse me?
Sorry, Jamie.
Yeah, we did. Before, like the original.
The Spain OG trip. Time I went to Spain, Max was there.
Everyone knows the remake is better.
And he always...
It is.
He always makes it seem like we weren't friends while we were in Spain,
weren't.
Too.
We were friends.
We've been friends since seventh grade.
We were friends, but we did not, like... We did not kiki that whole trip. Like, I was hanging out with other people. You were hanging out with other people.
In my head, I just truly thought we were inseparable.
We were...
Oh my god, you have it here, folks. CJ's delusional.
We did. I really guess. Okay, so here's the thing, is that my other really good friend in high school, Bo, and his sister and his mom were also on the trip. Mm-hmm. And so I hung out with them a lot during the trip. And then we saw each other, like, you know, but we were on the same trip. It was a choir trip. We were... both tenors together, so we saw each other together all the time, but the only time that we actually, like, connected was when we got cast in Hairspray when we were in Spain.
Oh, right. Yeah, we both got cast in Hairspray that summer.
Who are you?
Who do you think?
I don't know.
Edna Turnblad. How dare you? Were?
Absolutely,
I was.
Cute.
And that's also where we met Maya.
Yes.
We were all
was
three.
She Penny?
She was Penny.
She was Penny.
We were all three cast in Hairspray that summer, and we didn't know Maya yet. And then we got back. We were late for. We didn't go to the first two rehearsals because we were in Spain. And then we, like, showed up at, like, the third rehearsal, and they're like, who are these boys that have never been in one of these shows?
We were stars.
And we came in, like, sunglasses, like, oh my God, we stopped.
We came into the music rehearsal. They had already been, like, rehearsing, singing for a week, and we came in late, and we nailed it on the first day.
I love it.
Like, superstars.
We were like, sorry, we already know all these harmonies.
But the funny thing is about that show is we were all double cast, so there was another Edna, there was another Link, and so we showed up and, like, we
don't make a face at me.
Double cast?
Yeah, it was a high school summer theater thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. We had one of those, only there was no double cast, it was just 1,000 people in the ensemble.
Yeah. Oh, we had that as well.
Yeah, that was on top of it, yeah.
This is also the only time we did a show there, because then our school...
You have to do it once.
Yeah.
I did Les Mis.
Our school started doing a similar thing, but they were pretty, like, I don't want to say exclusive, but they definitely cast fairly. Like, there were people that definitely didn't get cast in, like, maybe not the first year. The first year, only a few people didn't get cast.
Well, they had to put their name out, yeah.
Right, but it was, like, it's, like, for the tri-state area, so, like, any high schoolers can, like, do it. Was cool. So we got to meet, like, people from other schools.
Yeah, my school did that too.
It was really fun. But this was the only time we did one at this school. It was like a Catholic school in Cincinnati.
And all girls
Catholic school. So during the school year, they open it up to, like, guys from any school to audition. We never did that.
They tried to get us to.
Yeah, they did.
They tried to, like, recruit us to come back because we were like, well, our school does 3 shows a year. We're not going to have time
to
do
busy.
This.
We're busy being Cappy nominated.
Yeah, we're Highlands High School.
But it was funny because, well, actually not funny, pretty problematic, but part of the reason why we were like, maybe this place isn't for us, is that they were like, so in Hairspray, you need a decent amount of people of color.
Yes.
And they did not have very many. One of the Dynamites was white.
No.
I will say Seaweed, Motormouth, and both Little Inez's were all black, thank God. And two of the Dynamites were black, thank God. But I think other than that, like, there was no, like, black ensemble. So in Run and Tell That, on our nights off, we were in Run and Tell That in leather jackets. Because the only possible white people that would be hanging out with black people in the 1960s are indeed bikers.
The best part about... I mean, this is, like, all horrible and terrible and...
It's, like, so cringy that it's funny.
But I must have missed that note when they were told that, because on my nights off, I did not go upstairs for Run and Tell That. I sat in that cafeteria and just sat out of costume the whole show.
I love that.
Did you not have to be in the gospel choir?
No.
Love?
No. For some reason, I didn't have to do anything. You were, like, on stage on your nights off. I was not.
I was.
What is it? When do you play?
I don't know. Also, on...
are you? Are you in video? Like, are you...
Actually, some people have told me that before, but I always don't get it. It's because I'm Hungarian, and so
I'm Hungarian.
Yeah, and you have pretty olivey skin.
I do.
That's what I'm saying, though. So we have olivey skin. So like people like think that they can get away with it, even though it's absolutely fully not appropriate.
I agree. Do you know how many times I've played Spanish?
Yes, me too. That's what I'm saying.
And how many people come up to me speaking Spanish and they go, "Oh no, habla español," and then they go. Like they can't believe, like, yeah, they think
Nobody thinks I speak Spanish, but my point is, and, yeah, even on one of my off nights in that, because our fender, for some reason, was, like, out of town, one night I was fully just fender instead of Link. Just for one night. Oh, one night and one night only. And I'll tell you what, I nailed it.
I pulled the sock out of my pants
and I was like, yeah. Oh, you need a bit. Okay.
And let me tell you, I was in the back cutting the little slips of paper that went in every program because I was just so proud. I was just so proud. At tonight's performance, the role of Fender will be played by CJ Gavin.
The actor usually playing Link will be playing the role of Fender. A less important role just for the night.
Yeah.
I also famously broke up with the boyfriend that I had going into that production, who was also in the production with us, to date a girl who I met that was in that production with us.
That I had a crush on, and then CJ stole her from me.
Who was it?
Her name's Shelby.
Oh.
No, it wasn't Maya.
It was Maya.
But it was Maya's former best friend, and it was a very awkward time in our lives. And we talk about it very frequently.
CJ and I don't do anything. She's a small lesbian. No, she's not. She's, like, engaged to be married to a man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she was a lesbian
Once
for a
again,
little bit, so I guess she's bi.
She's delusional. Yeah.
No, she was definitely dating. She's dated two women, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
She has.
I trust you. I believe you.
Maya, I was going to call it to give us the facts.
I was going to say, CJ and I do nothing if not with drama.
Yes.
You know, even if, and we'll be friends the whole time, but, you know, we have to add a little bit of a twist. Uh-huh. You know, we have to, you know, we have to be our own Grey's Anatomy, our own, you know.
Our own Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah. I apologize to everybody who's listening, but I'm doing a rewatch of Pretty Little Liars right now. And I just got to the very problematic episode where they reveal that A, this whole time, is a trans.
Are you planning on watching?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. They reveal, spoiler alert. They reveal that A is a trans woman, but it's a character that we've known since like season two, played by a cis woman. They were just trying to add a trans storyline for the
shock.
For the shock and for the like inclusivity of the time. And then the next episode they kill the trans woman off.
And it's like, so bad.
Wow, ABC Family really, really, really was going for a problematic storyline.
Freeform.
Yeah. Formerly ABC Family, I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm rewatching that show and it's just horrible.
We have to rewatch it every once in a while because it's so bad and it was our childhood.
I just saw the trailer for the new Gossip Girl.
I can't wait.
It looks amazing.
It looks honestly so good.
Amazing.
It looks so good.
Yes. I'm like, Kristen Bell's voice at the end being like,
chills.
Did you miss me?
Yeah, I'm like, of course. Oh, yes, absolutely, bitch, I did.
Oh my God.
I can't wait. I hope that it lives up to expectations. All the reboots lately have actually been doing really well.
Amazing.
I've heard that the iCarly reboot on Paramount Plus is low-key so good. And I was like, wait, what? Because it's, like, adult iCarly.
Yeah.
It's not, like, a remake, like, in, like, a Nickelodeon way. She, like, has sex and, like, curses.
Seriously?
In it. Yes.
One of the, I saw a video that something she said was, she was, like, watching TV and she said, why can't I be in a relationship with RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah.
So,
she's,
very.
It's like woke iCarly, and I think that's hilarious. Like, I've heard it's really good. I'm interested to see about the Sex and the City reboot, but.
The Gossip Girl reboot. Do you think that kids nowadays that are like just stumbling upon the new Gossip Girl on HBO Max are going to be like, oh, is that Anna? When they hear Kristen Bell's voice? That is so horrifying to me.
Maybe.
That like they're going to listen and they're going to be like, oh my God, that's Anna from Frozen. And they're not going to be like, no, that's the OG Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Ew, I'm going to hate that.
Exactly.
I think they're going to be like, where do I know that voice from?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Because it's just her voice.
And then that's how they're going to know her.
Well, for the longest time, I didn't know that it was Kristen Bell until I really, like, gathered who Kristen Bell was. Because I feel like when she was doing the voice on Gossip Girl, she wasn't, like, Kristen Bell yet.
She was
just Veronica Mars. Like, that's fully it. But then she made a name for herself, so now it's kind of, like, vintage and fun that she was the voice of Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
But like,
it's just funny, like thinking about like when Gen Z sees something that is so beloved to us,
they make and, like, fun they of it, like Harry Potter.
Yeah, they associate Chiggy. It to something like totally random, where we're like, no, she was the OG.
Right.
Makes me mad.
Ugh, I know. It's really starting to become that point. And it makes, I was thinking about that today. I forget why, but I was like walking and thinking like, wow, that's like really sad. Like, well, we're at that age.
Crocs are like the new Birkenstocks. Fashion.
Oh, that's what it was. I was thinking about things coming back in style, and I was thinking
Crocs
like,
were never in style.
I mean, they were. They were in style for a younger generation, but yeah. Like, I had, like, all of us had Crocs when we were kids.
Oh.
With the giblets.
Oh, yes.
You had Bengals ones.
I had orange, bright, fluorescent orange Crocs that I bought in Hawaii for some reason. I don't know why that was the purchase I made in Hawaii. And then I had, like, 30 gibbets or whatever they were called.
Yeah, giblets, yeah.
Fuck? No.
The little things that, like, stuck in the holes with the, you
maybe.
Know what I mean?
I mean, we are as white can get from where we're from in the Midwest.
I just always had Birkenstocks.
Oh, no. Birkenstocks were not a thing for us until, like, late high school, early college.
Yeah.
Because those also came back, though. Because, like, Birkenstocks were a thing, like, when our parents were kids.
My parents hate my Birkenstocks.
Oh, yeah. When I first got Birkenstocks, my mom was like, when I first got Sperry's, my mom was like, I remember when those were in style. Oh, my God. I can't believe they're back. But that's how I'm starting to feel, because trends, there's a quicker turnover for trends nowadays. Like, for, like, our parents' generation, because social media didn't exist, so people, like, you couldn't see those trends, mm-hmm. they waited, like, a decade for things to come back. Ours, it's, like, 4 or 5 years, things resurface.
I mean, Kim Possible look is back now. The low hip and, like, little...
Do you think that's because of Olivia Rodrigo, though?
Oh, I think that she has a big part
because
of
I saw someone on the train today that I was like, you are giving Olivia Rodrigo down right now.
Ugh,
like,
wow,
you
I
are,
love her.
Like, and this is, like, such a look that someone would have served, like, 5 years ago. But
yeah,
now
Y2K.
It's like,
mm-hmm. Y2K is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm not the biggest fan of, like, the Y2K set. Like, I'm watching, like, Friends, and you could see the fashion, like, change. Mm-hmm. I am obsessed with the fashion in, like, the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then as it goes on, I'm like, God, everything is so ugly.
Yeah, once they get into, like, the 2000s to, like, once they get from, like, 2000 on to, like, the second to last season, like, season 9, the fashion is not great. Especially Rachel's. I'm like,
She's an icon,
but
you
I'm like,
yeah,
I know. But, like, early seasons, oh, my God, you cannot beat Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox.
No. Oh, my God. Jennifer Aniston's, like, little skirts with, like, t-shirt. Oh, she's, I want to dress like her now.
Yeah, oh, fully.
Sounds what I'm trying to do. Okay, now to dive into our actual topic, Drag Race!
Shocking. Specifically, we are going to talk about what we think is going to happen on All Stars 6.
Premiering on Thursday on Paramount Plus.
Really?
Yes!
This Thursday!
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know!
She's here.
Yeah.
A brand new day, if you will.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah. It's so
How am
soon.
I gonna watch it? Wait.
I've got the login.
What? No, but I also have Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Oh, wait, maybe I use yours.
Yeah, I think you probably do. I haven't.
Have you been using Paramount Plus?
What did I watch it on before?
Well, that was my Amazon login.
No.
This is the first time it's been on Paramount Plus, Jamie.
Yeah, this is the first time.
Oh, it was Pika. No.
Amazon!
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
No, bitch, the other seasons!
I own every
Hulu?
Season on Amazon.
Oh!
It was on my Hulu, okay. And then Max's Amazon Prime, and also WoW Presents
and
Plus.
And WoW Presents
That's
Plus.
What I'm talking about.
Got it.
Yeah. Why do you have to whisper?
Because I didn't know if you knew.
That you
oh, yeah! I know! I give it out freely to
okay.
everybody.
I have your login.
I am one of those people that I buy everything so that...
That's so nice.
Because I have to. And then if people want it, they want it. And if they want to shekel me like a Venmo, like, you know, like...
I'll shekel you a Venmo.
Yeah, just like, you know, a couple. But like my friend Alicia, she like will Venmo me like $5 every month and be like, HBO Max. And like, that's it. Like,
HBO Max.
Max, yeah. But yeah, so that's, I mean, that's kind of how... But I had Paramount Plus, formerly known as CBS All Access, because last year during quarantine, I watched every season of Survivor. Yes, you're correct. 40 seasons of a television show.
Wait, is that the one with The Stand? The Stephen King's The Stand on that platform?
Probably.
I have been trying to figure out how in the fuck to watch that. I want to see it so bad with James Marsden. Mm. And I love that book.
What's it called?
The Stand. The Stephen King novel.
Okay, Don't yell at me.
Have you ever read it?
I have not.
Max! It's so good!
Okay, call me fat one more time, see what happens. So, it's on Paramount Plus. The Stand. Or Stand.
So well,
this just says Stand. No, it says The Stand. I'm sorry.
So anyway, so it premieres on Thursday. Sorry. And wow. Some of you may not know, but Max Elliott Cobble is a Drag Race expert. He is our resident. He is our resident Drag Race scientist. So we're going to talk about All Star 6. We're going to explain a fun game that we're doing about All Star 6, and we're going to predict what we think is going to happen.
I have something funny to tell you. So I've been getting. We can talk about later when we talk about the game because it's about that. It's about.
Oh my god. Okay. Well. Okay. So All Star 6. Thoughts.
I'm very excited. The primary reason I'm excited is because of the budget that comes with Paramount Plus. Because, you know, we all remember the season 8 to All Stars 2 just glam up because, you know, they were on Logo and they, you know, had a little bit of budget back in like season 8, like because it had gotten popular. But then when it went to VH1 for All Stars 2, it like blew up and had all the money and just looked so much better. But now it's like another step up to this huge like platform that's streaming and all this stuff. So I just can't imagine. I mean, I hope that makes the show better.
Do you think that the regular seasons are going to be on Paramount Plus now too?
I don't think so. I bet they have a deal. The thing is, so Paramount Plus is a company of Viacom. Viacom is the top, and then under that is like Paramount, CBS, VH1, MTV. Mm. So it's still within the Viacom family. Mm. So I think that the regular Drag Race has still a contract with VH1, but
interesting that only All Stars is going to be on Paramount then.
You know why though? You know, they probably think All Stars is more watched than the regular seasons.
It probably is at this point.
Because like some people are like, oh, well, I used to watch it, but All Stars I'll watch because I guess I may know people. Mm-hmm. Where like a new season is like just feels like so much more of an investment.
Yeah, you have to get to know the queens.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
But yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited about the budget. The promo looked amazing. Have you watched the promo yet?
I think so.
It's so good.
They said, Tina Burner, we love orange.
Yeah, seriously. They said, we love your color scheme, bitch. And I'm excited about this. So at first when I saw like the cast, I was like, oh my god, we have to stop bringing back these queens that nobody cares about. We have to stop. Like, I'm not against bringing back scenes from the queens from the early seasons. The scenes from the early queasons. I think that, like, of course they deserve, like, other chances because the early seasons are bad. But, like, bring back good ones. And this season, I was like, ugh, okay, great. But when I watched the promo, I was like, okay, y'all really stepped your pussies up. I'm excited about them. I think it's going to be a very competitive season where there are definitely people where you're like, okay, this queen is, these people are probably going to make it pretty far. Mm-hmm. But you never know because like All Stars 2, there were queens that were really good that you thought could have won and they were out early. Yeah. So you never know.
And it's all different with the new Lip Sync Assassin.
I don't know if that's not happening anymore.
No, it is.
Well, according to the trailer, so the trailer has Rue saying, reveal yourself, just like she did on season All Stars 5.
Heard it's because there's like if someone gets kicked off, then that's who you lip sync against the next time, and it's like you're kind of on deck kind of thing, so it's like you can come back.
Maybe.
Oh.
I mean, they have changed it pretty much.
Look at her season. Look at her face. Do you know why she knows this?
Why? Oh, because of.
Yes.
No. No.
She knows this because.
This is from Dave.
Dave.
Mm-hmm. But he's also a good friend.
Right.
Well, that's exciting, but
that would be a cool twist.
That's what I
put. So, like, say.
So, it's like a loser's bracket.
So, it's like.
Well, that's kind of fun because that relates to, like, season 14 in a way, like the Pork Chop Lounge.
Yeah. 13, so, yeah. I heard that, like, there's a queen who just keeps, like, knocking off these, like, girls and, like, coming back and coming back and coming back and coming back and like.
So okay, so let me see if I can understand this. So like,
I don't even know if I understand it.
No, it's fine. So like, what the rumor is? This is kind of interesting. So what the rumor is that like, say it was like the three of us on Drag Race, right? Correct. Great competition.
Amazing.
So I get eliminated.
Mm-hmm. As would probably happen.
Right, as would probably happen. I get eliminated, but Max is... So I get eliminated, and then the next episode, Max is in the bottom, so I come back and lip-sync against him.
Well, or it's... Whoever wins gets... They still vote, because they're still voting for
something. Yeah, they did have the voting.
So they vote
the
someone
who
off.
Who voted off.
And whoever gets voted off then lip syncs, and then in, like, the waiting
against,
room...
Against, like, the bottom.
Yeah, against the previously eliminated, maybe. And then whoever... And then eventually they get back into the competition.
So say that I did get eliminated and I'm lip syncing against Max, who was in the bottom for whatever reason. If I win, he goes home and I am back in the competition.
You bumped him down to you're back in the competition.
And then you're just the next person that lip sync for the next episode.
Then how do people ever go home?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. I think that the person...
Well,
were eliminated, then I would have to be eliminated, and then we lip-sync, because you're just waiting around to be rejoining the competition, and then we lip-sync, and then if you beat me, then I go home.
Exactly.
Yes. And then you're just waiting for the next queen to get eliminated.
Right.
But they have to be eliminated. Yes. It's not just if they're in the bottom.
I think you're right.
Oh, right, because what if somebody...
Because if it's just in the bottom, and then you get back, and then I get out, and then the next person's at the bottom, and then... It's just, no one goes home.
Wow, that's kind of confusing.
I think you're right.
That'll be a fun twist, though.
Mosh, I'm looking forward to Rue having to explain it, because each time All Stars gets more complicated, there's always, like, Rue trying to explain it to the girls.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Rue memorized the lines that morning. Mom. He's like, I don't fucking know.
I'm kidding, he's reading them off of a prompter.
A prompter. He's reading them off of a prompter. He's just weeding them off of a prompter.
Well, that's interesting, because then that throws our game... That throws a wrench in our game.
It does throw a wrench in our
game.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have time to change something.
We could change it.
Well, yeah, we have to wait till the first episode.
Exactly. That's the
problem. So the first episode is different, but we knew that All Stars was going to throw us for a loop. Yeah. So really quickly, because we want to be able to talk about that game, that's a very interesting twist if that is the twist.
That's and I'm what I heard.
And I'm excited to figure that out.
I have good sources.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so let's talk about the queens.
Yeah.
But Max looks like he has a list up.
I do. You know, the funny thing about the promo or the Meet the Queens, did you watch the, like, hour and a half long Meet the Queens? I sure did. Anyway. I love it. It's always the same shit. They're always like, oh, I'm gonna win. And then it's like, yeah, okay, you all have to say that.
Yeah, anyway. Serena Chacha, you're not the next all. You're not the all-star.
She knows. But anyway, this season is chock full of loud, big personalities. You've got Eureka,
loud.
Ginger,
loud.
Jiggly,
loud.
Raja O'Hara,
loud.
Silky,
loud.
Like loud
Jan,
people.
Loud.
Jan, actually, Trinity K. Not Trinity. Yara Sophia. I mean,
from
loud.
From the promos, though, it looks like Jan's calmed down. It looks like she saw herself in that. She was like, I, in my eagerness to win, may have come off a little like a.
Did she calm down, or is she just in a season with Eureka and Silky?
Right.
She knows. She looks calm.
But also, her looks are very elevated, and that's fierce as fuck. Yeah. And I gagged for her looks on her season. But also, there are rumors that she's the villain of this season.
Yeah.
And
really?
she even jokes about it in the thing. She's like, confirmed, I'm the villain of the season. Like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, get ready to see a new side of me. And basically, I just think that she gets in a fight with somebody.
Yes.
I don't want her. You know what? She's fine.
She's fine. And she's not gonna be even the villain of the season is still popular. She's not gonna be like the villain that's like getting death threats. Yeah. Yeah, but like,
well, I don't know with the fandom.
That's
never
true.
Know.
The fandom is fucked.
I was shocked when they announced it, the Ginger Minj, because, you know, I get them. I totally understand them bringing back All Stars 1 girls, because All Stars 1 was literally trash and they had no money. But bringing back an All Stars 2 girl who, like, she was in the revamped, that shocked me. I'm excited because I think Ginger Minj, I mean, I really think Ginger Minj should have won season 7, but that's another point.
Over Violet? But,
yeah.
Just, she did much better. I mean, she was just a more well-rounded queen. In my opinion, I loved Violet. I'm happy that Violet won and that we get more Ginger content. But, like, the problem with season 7, the problem is that season 7 is chock full of look queens with, like, 3 comedy queens. And every challenge is an acting challenge. Every single challenge. So the look queens struggle.
Yeah.
And Ginger, like, succeeds masterfully because that's what she does. But, like, in the end, I'm glad that Violet won. But Ginger, I'm excited to see Ginger back, because All Stars 2, she was like battling demons and, you know, she just wasn't herself. So I think I'm excited for her redemption.
And this season, she won't be able to say that Katya's her best friend every 10 seconds.
Exactly.
So that's going to be a little bit redeeming for her. But I'm also like, I feel like the reason that they brought her back is because, like, I feel like they're kind of setting her up to win. But I kind of don't think that she's going to win.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, so, I mean, this is so horrible that we have to talk about this. We have to get into, I'm so sorry. Do you want to say that?
No, she just looks like she knows something and I don't want to hear it.
I don't know anything.
You're cheating at the game.
I don't know anything, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah, you are not allowed to play the game if you know things.
I swear to God, I know nothing except that.
Anyway, I think, so the horrible thing about RuPaul's Drag Race is by in these days, we're thinking about, like, oh, there hasn't been a big girl win, there hasn't been a trans person win, all that jazz. So, like, but the problem is, so everyone, before UK2, everyone was like, Ginger's going to win, first big girl, but Lawrence Chaney won UK2. So now,
Lawrence Chaney.
So now it's like, well, I don't know, maybe they'll give it because there are two trans contestants, so maybe they're looking to...
Who is trans this season?
Jiggly Caliente and Kylie Sonique Love. Jiggly from season 4.
May I call you Jiggly? I know her.
Yeah, Kylie from season 2. Kylie She's was there. Actually the first RuPaul's Drag Race contestant to come out as trans on the show. She came out as trans on the reunion episode in season 2.
Oh, yeah.
And it was this huge moment, and like... Yeah, but it was, and that was back in like 2010 is when season 2 premiered. So like that was like huge that was on TV, like national television. But yeah, so they're coming back and that's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm really rooting for her to succeed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys watched that horrible, like a few years ago, they did that Christmas special and they brought Kylie Sonique back and she looked stunning. And then after that, everyone was like, oh, she has to be on All Stars.
No, I actually got something in my eye. It's not like an allergy thing. It was like something like burning.
I'm never going to be on the podcast ever.
No, you're just going to have to bring a separate clothes.
Change. Walking to the door. It'll be like early COVID. Take your clothes off, change.
I'm so sorry.
No, I think, here's what I think is stupid though. I'm sick of this, like, I mean, I think that like the representation on Drag Race is so important and it needs to be elevated and it needs to like happen.
Yeah.
But I think that if we just cast in a diverse way and cast in an inclusive way, that the queen that deserves to win would be different every time. You know what I mean? We don't need to say, well, this year it should be a black queen and this year it has to be a trans queen and we haven't had a big queen yet, so she needs to win. We've had too many white queens. It's like, yes, we have had too many white queens win. So if you just pack the cast with diverse queens that are from all different backgrounds and genders and ethnicities and styles and things like that, then it would never matter because the right queen would just win.
Yeah. I 100% agree with you. I think that, like, I mean, one of the things we talked about from the Oscars, I really thought it was going to be Chadwick who won.
Boseman, right.
But then when he didn't, I was like, well, we know that there's not politics involved.
Yeah.
They actually thought that Anthony Hopkins was the best in that category. So even though I was sad, now we know that same thing for this. Politics, if you cast a diverse amount of people, then everyone should be happy with the winner.
Right. I'm just sick of it coming down to the final four and me automatically thinking, well, this person's probably going to win because we haven't had this person win yet. And then if I'm wrong, then I'm like, oh, well, then do I really believe that this person should have won? Like, I'm just constantly second guessing myself because I'm like, well, then who deserved to win?
That was a major problem on Drag Race Down Under, which just... Spoilers, it just ended this past week, the Australian Drag Race. The final four was a queen who had done blackface before, talked about it on the show, a queen with a racist tattoo, a queen who, a queen, just a a queen, and then another queen who had been eliminated and Rue brought her back for no goddamn reason. So that was the final four. So everyone was like, well, it's obvious who's gonna win. It's not gonna be the two racist queens. It's not gonna be the queen that Rue has already eliminated. It's gonna be this other queen who is like won one challenge and like had a semi trajectory toward the end of the season.
And did they win?
And they won.
So Matt and I tried to watch it the other day, and we've been trying to keep watching it because we started and then got bored. And I don't think I can finish it. I don't think I can finish it. I think it is one of the most boring seasons of Drag Race ever. I'm not invested in the queens. I think that they're talented, but like, we just watched the episode where she talks about blackface, and I'm like, so why is she on the show? I don't care about this. Yeah. I was like, I'm not interested in hearing about
And she's the queen that won the most challenges in the season.
In the first episode, she was the queen that I was like, she's fierce. I want her to win.
Yeah.
And now I watched that and I went, well, there goes the queen that I wanted to win. I don't care about her now. I don't want her to win.
Yeah.
It's just stuff like that. But again, like that's what happened with like season 13. Like it got to the end and I was like, okay, like it's either going to be Simone or Gottmik. But Gottmik is probably going to win because we haven't had a trans queen win yet. But I hate that that was my mindset, even though I selfishly wanted Gottmik to win anyway. But then Simone won, which is fine, and I think that Simone deserved to win. But, like, the whole time I wasn't thinking about in terms of who deserves to win. I was thinking about, well, this queen is black, this queen is trans, which one is going to be the one that they pick? Or I was thinking, well, is it shocking to have Candy Muse win, because a big queen hasn't won yet, and she's a queen of color, and she would be a shocking choice. Like, but then I knew in the back of my head, well, she doesn't deserve to win. But I was just constantly thinking about the politics of it, and I'm done doing that. But I want it to be who deserves to win.
But this is not just Drag Race. This is reality TV show, right? Just in today's world, oh, totally. Which is, you know, what it is. But right. I am excited about this season because they're bringing back actually some queens that have, like, deserved to come back for, like, several years and just have not made it. Like they're bringing back Trinity K-Bonet from season 6, who had one of the best storylines in season 6. Like, her storyline of, like, you know, being closed off to, like, doing things she wasn't comfortable with, and then, like, Bianca and her working together super well, and then her just lip-syncing the house down every week, you know, just killing it, and then becoming one of, like, the fan favorites of the year, and also served looks every single week.
Yeah, she was
like, amazing. She was just an amazing... She's an amazing queen, and she had an amazing story on season 6, which arguably could be one of the best seasons. But...
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for her to come back. I'm excited for Yara Sofia. I know that that's a little controversial, but now that Alexis Mateo is back, it's time for Yara to come back and be crazy. And Yara, I love her. I think she's so much fun.
I'm excited about Yara Sofia too. I'm most excited about Sonique, Jan, obviously, and Akiria Davenport.
Oh, yeah.
I think that she's going to be great. I think that they're low-key, like, also setting her up to be, like, a potential winner. I think that it's going to be, like, a very competitive season.
It is.
I really do. I think that a lot of the, even, like, queens that I don't really necessarily care about, like, to be honest, Silky drives me crazy. But I'm excited for her. I think that she's going to bring, like,
may be the best entrance look.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Stunning.
She looks amazing.
Stunning.
I'm excited to watch the drama that she brings.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to watch her mouth.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
If I was had to lip sync, I was ready to do so. Do you remember that moment?
Yes, in Untucked. Oh, Jamie hasn't watched, like, many of the Untucked.
Oh, my God. Iconic.
I'm excited about her because, like, she's, well, like, I feel like in my head, she's, like, long overdue to be on All Stars, but really she's not because...
11.
Yeah, she was only on season 11, but, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, wow, it's time for her to be on All Stars. So I'm excited for her. I don't know if we needed Eureka. I mean, I guess she hasn't been on All Stars, so I understand why she's on All Stars, but for me, in my head, it feels like she's been on All Stars 6 times.
I know.
But I also kind of... Well, I guess the same thing kind of happened with, like, Shangela and Trixie. Like, she kind of already has a name for herself outside of the show.
Well, she's in that HBO show with Bob and Shangela that I've never watched, but it's, like, Queer Eye but with Drag Race. Like,
it's sweet.
It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of, like, I don't know if she really, like, deserves to win, like, but at the same time, Trixie won and she was already a star, so.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, like, it does feel like this is the first All-Stars where I'm not like, it's fill-in-the-blank season.
Yeah.
Well, last All-Stars, Shea Coulee walked on, and I was like, oh my God, she won.
Yeah, well, it was like, so All-Stars 1 was, like, obviously Chad Michaels' season, because Chad lost to Sharon the season before, and everyone was, like, up in arms about that, and they wanted Chad to have her season, so there you go. Yeah. All-Stars 2, it was Alaska. Alaska's season, obviously.
All-Stars 2 really could have been a lot of people, though, but I do think at the end of the day, it was Alaska.
She won, like, every freaking week. Yeah. Like, it was Alaska season. All-Stars 3, everyone was like, Trixie Mattel. Even though Trixie Mattel shit the bed almost every week in All-Stars 3.
And really, it was, like, Ben Lundgren.
Everyone knew that it was going to be Trixie. Everyone knew. No matter, even if Ben was doing well the whole time, everyone was like, yeah, Ben's doing well, but it's Trixie's season. All-Stars 4, I don't know. I think a lot of people thought it was Manila's time to win, but then that obviously didn't go well. But
I think from the beginning, it was like Monet, even though I don't necessarily think that she deserved to win.
I love her.
Like Monet a lot, too.
I love Monet.
But I don't think that she deserved to win by any means. But I really do like Monet. I think that if she would have come on, like, this season or All-Stars 5, then I think, hell yeah, she deserves to be an All-Star. It's just, like, at that point, I was like, no, you were just...
It was right after her season, but, I mean...
I think that queens should have to wait at least one full season before being on All-Stars.
The trouble is, and this may be the same, but sometimes they weren't allowed to. Like, that's the reason Ginger was on All-Stars 2, is it was in her contract from season 7 to be on All-Stars 2. Like, some queens have to go, like, it's in their...
So they're not going to win?
It's not that they know they're not going to win, but there are some, like, okay... I should have prefaced this by saying I've read this somewhere. Okay. This may not be fact, but I've read that some queens who go from their season to an All-Star season, like back to back, it is contractual. Like, it is built into their
season. Like, if they don't win, going to All-Stars.
They're going to do two seasons, like, regardless.
That's kind of cool.
That's kind of why Ginger was like, I wanted to come back for All-Stars 6, because in All-Stars 2, I literally just got done filming All-Stars... I just got done filming season 7 and had to go right into All-Stars 2.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think Katya didn't have a chance to win, because I think Katya easily, with her eyes closed, could win an All-Star season. Easily. Yeah. Now she's too famous. Like, there's no point in bringing her on. But I think that if she would have been on All-Stars, like, 3, I think it could have been hers from the get-go. Yeah. But there's no way you're going to put her up against Detox, even Alyssa Edwards, or Alaska, and say, yeah, Katya, you're the winner. You were just on Drag Race. But that's kind of how I feel like it happened with Monet. Like, she was up against people that have been on, like... A, multiple seasons of Drag Race, and B, like, it's been a while and they've proved themselves, mm-hmm. but Monet came in and was like, oh, you're right, I was eliminated halfway through the season, but you're right, I'm an All-Star. I'm actually the best one here. And for me, I was just kind of like, are you, though? Like, what did you do to prove that? Like, Trinity proved it.
Well, she was congeniality.
Sure. I guess. I don't know.
And she was a sponge queen.
Okay, so you put a household appliance on your body and you're an All-Star on Drag Race?
Hey, I don't make the rules.
I'll do it.
I don't make the rules.
But anyway, let's talk about this game that we're going to do, because I'm very excited about this game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Max?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so we're doing... Now, I don't have the person's name, but I do not want to take credit for this. This is not something that I came up with. Matt found this thing that people did for... season 13, mm-hmm. and then we just copy that directly, basically.
So it's your idea.
So no, it's not. I don't want to patent by us.
Yep.
But right. He is producing it.
So it's a Drag Race fantasy league.
Woo!
So basically, it's similar to... Now, I know that everybody who listens to this podcast knows what fantasy football is. So
my
I
dad
really
does. He listens to the podcast when he
perfect.
Mows the lawn.
So this is for Bert. So it's like fantasy football, where you get a team...
So he listens, but he can't hear us.
Yeah. Because the well, he can't hear us in general. He's deaf in one ear.
Is he really?
Yeah, that's why he screams when he whispers.
This has a reason for it. Yeah. You, there's no...
Yeah, there's no reason. I'm not as loud as my dad, though, at least.
No.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah.
He's the loudest person in the family.
It's true. It's true.
You don't even want to come to a bathy any Christmas. Anyway.
Anyway, so the Drag Race Fantasy League, we get to get a team of 3 queens from the season, and then with each week, the queens gain or lose points based on their performance, like winning a challenge, losing or being eliminated or being in the bottom. You know.
When do we find out our third team member?
So that's another. So that we put a little twist on it, where the people who are participating only get to choose two queens, and then the third queen we're doing at random.
That was Libby's idea.
So that it was Libby's idea.
Surprises.
Because we knew that no one was going to pick Serena Chacha. God love her. God bless her soul. But, you know, she's just not going to do well.
It's like everyone can't pick Jan, Akira, and Ginger.
Yeah, so, but, like, people are picking the same people. So in order to, mix it up, we want to give the third queen has to be mixed up a little bit. So I'm going to draw those the night before the premiere.
How many people haven't sent in their things yet? Do I need to send another text?
I'll
send
another text. I made the due date today. So I was going to send a text today and say, but also people, I've been keeping track of who's Venmo'd me so far. So like,
oh shit, I haven't done that.
Jenna and Lindsay submitted together twice. Do I count them separate? This is a conversation for off air.
I'll text them.
Okay. Anyway, but that's our game. So we're going to see, and it's not based on, so it's not like if the queen who wins the season, she may not get the most points. It's about how you do in the challenges. Roxy Andrews in All Stars 2 would have gotten negative points each week because she was in the bottom every single week.
Shocking.
Even if she was in the final four.
Yeah. That's why my strategy is airtight.
Your strategy isn't airtight because you and Dave submitted the exact same thing.
Which wasn't happening. Okay, I was just like, oh my god, I'm doing this like really fun thing. Who do you think? And he's like, well, I think it would be these top two. And then I was with so many people and they were all like, wait, how did you do this? Can I play? And I'm like, this is not my game. They're like, well, can you just ask them? Like, I don't want to. Like,
that's not the point. That's not the point. They're allowed to be part of it. You picked the same people.
And then Dave chose the same ones as me.
So the funny thing, so Amanda, friend of the pod, so one of the questions on our forum was predict, because I was thinking we're doing All Stars 5 rules where there's a lip sync assassin coming back.
Which there still might be, you never know.
There still might be. So one of the bonus questions is you get like 5 extra points if you predict one of the lip sync assassins to come back. Amanda predicted Trinity K. Monet, who's on the season.
Amanda.
So I need to text her.
Wait, she doesn't get a second opportunity. That's it. She's out.
You're right. You're right. Trinity's the lip-sync assassin.
Wait, what did CJ choose?
For the lip-sync assassin? Can, yeah. I'm not going to tell you unless CJ wants to tell
you. Can, wait, well, they're already submitted, so we can't change it. You
correct.
Can tell her.
You can tell her.
Yep.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell her?
I picked Heidi in Closet.
That was good.
I know. I know. That's a good one.
You picked. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Who'd you pick?
Go ahead. Tell the fans.
Oh, Manila would be a very good one.
Yeah.
Manila's a very good one because she's not one that I think everyone would expect to show up, but she is really good.
She's an assassin, yep.
And she's known enough.
Yes. Someone else picked Heidi. Caitlin picked Heidi.
Ah. Happy Father's Day, Caitlin.
I picked Brooklyn Heights. I know that might be controversial because she hosted...
She is an assassin, though.
She hosted Canada's Drag Race, but Brooklyn Heights, that lip sync of her and Evie is iconic. And, like, I think what they're trying to do is not really bring back lip sync assassins from their seasons, but bring back queens that people are like, I loved their lip sync.
Yeah. Like,
that
Tatiana.
Was one of my... That's why they brought back... Evie Oddly. Like, Evie Oddly only lip-synced once in the season, but she had one of the most iconic lip-syncs of
and
that
she's
season.
Weird, yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, I'm very excited. I'm very excited just to, like, try this out for All-Stars 6. It may be a little clunky because we don't know the rules, but then doing
it'll
it
probably
for
work better for season 14.
14 is going
to
be
then we can up
great.
The money to $10.
And yeah. We're going to do we don't know what we're doing with the money yet, but it's either, my suggestion was that we donate it, but there was also a suggestion.
Very nice.
Also a suggestion.
The winner's not going to get the money?
Well, I don't know yet. I was just saying we donate it.
What is the point of playing?
Because there are people in need in the world, Jamie.
So that's what we decided.
Yes, that's what we decided. The winner can donate it. We also suggested maybe the winner, like...
to the charity of their choice. That's
fine. Yeah. But I also suggested that, like, you know, the person with their winnings could, like, we could go out for the finale to, like, a bar, and, like, that person could spend that money, like, buying a round of drinks.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like a group thing. It's like...
Or they could use it for themselves. You look like a dick. But if you want to do that, you can do that.
Okay, well, now that it's in public...
You look like the biggest asshole alive, but, like, if you would like to do that, that's... by all means.
So now if people hear this, they're going to choose.
That was the point.
Giving back.
Although, yeah. I don't know if I'm saying that now because I probably won't win, but if I won, and depending on the amount of money, I'd probably be pretty bummed if I didn't get
a ton of dollars.
You're right. I spent that today at a store.
So. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm very excited.
I am too.
If I get Serena Chacha as my third queen, though, I'm quitting.
I was just about to say, if I get someone who, but I'm going to be biggest.
Well, it's all going to be a random.
But I think I have a good strategy. And let me tell you
Explain your strategy.
You don't have a strategy.
Yes, I do. Because I think that while Eureka and Ginger may not win, I think that they're going to win a lot of the challenges. Because, again, it's a lot of acting challenges.
Team talent.
I think they're going to... I think they're going to win a lot of challenges. Therefore, I think I have a good shot.
But also, there's going to be bonus points for who wins Snatch Game. There's bonus points for who wins the ball, if there is a ball. There's negative points if they remove their wig unnecessarily during a lip sync.
What?
So, like, there's...
I thought that was a plus.
Why would you? Unless it's amazing, like it's Sasha Velour. But if it's like Monique Hart, where she can't keep her freaking wig on.
Monique Hart will also be a really good lip sync assassin.
Yes, did I say that when we were talking about
it? We were talking about it the other day.
Yeah, she would be. Even though, you know, her lip sync assassin, like she was amazing on All Stars 4 with her lip syncs.
Yeah.
Her elimination lip sync on whatever season that was, season 10,
and
I think.
She didn't know the lyrics.
Yeah, and then she did that awful cartwheel.
I wonder if I could see Miss Cracker being a lip sync assassin.
Yeah, yeah.
She won like almost every lip sync she did on All Stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she lip synced a lot. That's another thing too. It's like a lot of times it's like you either lip synced one time and it was memorable,
yeah,
or you lip synced almost every week and you won.
Well, like, we also talked about Shay. They could bring Shay back.
Oh.
Yeah. I could see them bringing Shay back. I could see them bringing Jada back because she won.
Yes. Yep.
Like,
but all this could be moot because it may not be the case.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
Actually, you know what? It probably isn't. They filmed this in COVID. There's no way they're bringing people in.
Yeah.
They probably had to change it because of COVID.
Yeah.
You're brilliant.
Thank you.
She didn't,
even though you didn't come up with that.
I did.
No, she didn't. She had somebody tell her.
No, I did.
But that makes sense now because...
Yeah, COVID rules.
They filmed it during... I mean, COVID still happened.
You never know, though, because remember during season 13 where we thought the reason that they did the Pork Chop Lounge was something related to COVID and really it was just stupid?
Well, they have to bring Pork Chop into the season every year. And if they weren't going to have a live finale, they had to do something.
Did they, though? Because I thought it was stupid.
What an iconic queen.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jamie's bored.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm very excited about this season. I'm excited to play this little game. I think it's going to be more fun if we all watch together. But I think as long as everyone is just committed to watching it, like, on their time, the day. Like, I think that we should have, like...
happening Thursday?
Well, I'm going to be out of town for...
When do you leave?
Thursday morning.
Oh, I'll be here.
So
you want to watch?
Yeah, do you want to watch it?
Yeah.
We should go to a bar.
We can, yeah.
So the first week, I'm not going to be able to be here, but I think from then on, I'm like, Matt is like committed. Like, if people want to come over to his apartment, we can have a party watch.
Yeah, I won't be here the next week, but I'll be here this week.
But I think that if you aren't able to be there to watch, I think the most fun version of it will be everybody watching it together in person.
Yeah.
So we can all
and
be like, no!
Yeah. But yeah. If there is, especially now that we're able to do it and we haven't been able to do it for like four seasons,
yeah,
it's like that'd be the most fun. But if you're not able to do it, I think as long as you're just able to commit to you have to either watch it on Thursday or Friday, then that's like your deadline. But like, you know,
yeah, I'm really excited.
It doesn't matter because like if it doesn't matter if you watch it or not, you just let people know how the queens did.
I'm very excited because, you know, I love the community aspect of RuPaul's Drag Race and watching it with friends and watching it together. But, like, this just takes it to the next level. It's just, like, another thing that, like, makes it even more fun, makes you more invested. You know, everyone's talking about Drag Race fatigue. You know, this will be the fifth season of Drag Race this year.
That's insane.
Because they had 13, UK 2, Australia, España, and this is All-Star 6. So this is the fifth season only in 2021. And then we still have 14 won't be this year, but they still have Canada 2 is probably this year. And then they just announced UK 3 is happening, but probably next year. But there's still probably one or two more seasons this year coming out. So like, this is just a way to make it fun, make you invested.
And it's so many different groups of friends. Like, it's not everybody really knows each other. It's just, like, one of those, like, community building things. And, like, it is, of course, like, it's so much fun to go and watch Drag Race at a bar. Like, I have so much fun doing that. But like, some people may not feel comfortable doing that just yet. And, like, it is, like, money and chaotic. And I remember I was recently at a bar that was packed, like, for the first time in a year. And it was shocking to me. So, like, it's more fun, like, now for, like, we can just, like, pal around, order pizza, wings.
Yes.
Like, just,
oh,
like,
that sounds
sit
nice.
There. Yeah. Like, we can, like, talk about it afterwards. We can, like, it'll be so fun. And one of the fun things that, so, I don't know if I've said this, but Matt and his roommate lip sync for their lives in their living room. And we were like, it would kind of be funny if, like, the person with, like the highest points of that episode chooses two people at the, like, if we watch it at Matt's to, like, lip sync for their lives just for, like, fun.
What if you don't know the words to the song?
Well, you,
well,
would
you
pick,
can pick the
you
song.
Pick the song, oh, okay. No.
Yeah.
Or, like, make
you
the,
each pick a song.
Make the people with the least amount of points in the...
That's good.
And then make them lip sync for their life, and then whoever wins gets, like, bonus points or something. Like,
yeah, something like that. Like, it's fun. Like, I think that'd be really fun, and yeah, that's why it would be fun to, like, do it in person. I'm just excited. I think it'll just be fun.
It's the fun... It's the excitement of having community again,
yeah,
around something that was so communal before the pandemic,
uh-huh,
and, like, bringing that back, even though we're still kind of trying to figure out a way out of this pandemic, it seems like there's a way for us to hang out and be safe and still bring back some of that community.
Right.
And that feels great. That's, like, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Inch by inch.
That's a beautiful thing. Also, all of that aside, I've always wanted to do, like, a fantasy league for something. And now,
yeah,
I have one I actually care about.
I know, because, like, don't even get me started on sports, bitch.
Because I have no idea.
I don't know
a single damn thing.
No idea.
Me and Max went to a baseball game the other day, and I forgot where to look for the score.
I love baseball.
I love going to baseball games, but I forget.
Have you ever been to the one in Queens? The stadium in Queens?
That's where we went, babe.
That's like, not Yankee Stadium.
We went to the Mets Stadium.
Oh, okay.
City Field.
I thought you said you went to Yankee Stadium.
It's just so funny how you said, have you been to the one in Queens?
The one in Queens.
You could say the Mets Stadium.
Okay, I'm not sure. City. You just said you don't know where it was. But I got a free t-shirt when I went.
Oh, good
for
you.
But honestly, my favorite thing.
Just because you live in Queens?
No, because I walked in and they were like, you want this? Like,
oh,
free t-shirt? And I was like, yes.
They probably thought that you were a child and they were like, we're giving this out to everyone under 12.
Enough. But also, my favorite thing, because I think, like, cheap beer is so gross, but I love going to a baseball game and getting, like, those, like, 32 ounces of, like, Bud Light.
Yeah.
And, like, drinking, like...
And it costs, like, $50.
It costs, like, six,
yeah,
so much. But it's, like, such gross beer, but it tastes so good at a stadium.
Yes. I know. I was really committed to drinking beer when I went, but I can only truly drink, like, three beers before being, like, oh, my God, I'm full.
That's a lot of beer.
I know. So I had two... And a hot dog, so I was a little stuffed. So I decided, I'm going to get a gin and tonic. This was the worst gin and tonic I've ever had in my life, and
of course,
I remembered, yeah, this was a stupid decision.
Well, you know, buying a $14 gin and tonic at a baseball game is probably not in my list of things to do.
Do you know what was in my list of things to do? Buying a $129 New York jersey.
Did you?
Yeah, look at it. It's great.
Right there.
I'm honestly going to bring it to the lake.
$129 on that?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
That's honestly
that's
cheaper
how much
than
my
most
jersey
of them
costs.
Were.
My,
but I'm gonna wear it to all the games, and now I have like a fun like little New York jersey thing to wear just like for fun.
And it's CJ, so
I
he can like make
one
it
at the
trendy.
Bins for way cheaper.
Okay, do it, and then we'll see.
Okay.
So that's your next mission for when you go.
Okay, I have a Mets shirt.
I
also,
a jersey, though.
We went to the Mets game, and let me tell you, the fans were wild because it was a Cubs-Mets game, and I was wearing my Cubs jersey.
Oh, no.
And the Mets won, so, like, they had a
great
time. There
were a lot of Cubs fans there.
Wild, you know, yelling at me. But, like we were going to the bathroom on our way out, and someone literally said, the Cubs suck! And, like, screamed at me.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, cool.
Yes,
they chose violence.
They really did.
Yes.
I'm a big football fan as well, and the Cincinnati Bengals are playing the New York Jets in New York on Halloween, and I want to go. And I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, I said, I want to go and I'm going to, you know, wear my Bengals stuff. And he was like, oh, no. You can't wear your Bengals stuff because you will get harassed. And I was like, what do you mean? And he told me, like, my mom and dad, when they were still together, they went to a game in L.A., a Bengals game in L.A. It was a playoff game. And they were, like, people were throwing shit at them.
Oh, my
God.
The last Mets game that I went to, the other team we were playing against, I don't know who it was, one of the guys... kind of, it was just like they were like yelling at this guy, and then the guy just stood up for himself, and then the security guard threw the guy out who was wearing the other stuff. Like, it's like, yeah, you don't fuck around with that.
I didn't even think about it, but, like, I mean, yeah.
It's not something that you do here. You just got here, so I don't know.
Well, I guess it's, like, a New York or, like, a big city thing because, like, I don't know, in Chicago. Well, no, because in Chicago when there would be tons of other fans.
No, they're not welcome here.
Max lived here before both of us did.
I did, in 2012.
I lived here before both of you.
No.
In 1993.
You were born here.
And lived here for 5 years.
Where did you live, though?
Fucking the Bronx.
That's not New York City.
It's New York.
It doesn't matter. Okay, I lived in Westchester.
Did you?
No, but if I did, wait, no.
That's not like... That's, like, 2 hours away. I was, like...
Didn't you live in Yonkers?
All right, bitch, call me out, you fucking asshole.
Oh, you were in Hello, Dolly in Yonkers.
All right, bitch, I didn't know you knew me that well. Fuck you. I was born in the Bronx. I live in Yonkers. Stupid bitch.
Wow.
So with that... Davey.
If you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinefilty@gmail.com or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is drinkwines_spillty and our Twitter is drinkwinespillty with the letter T, not the word.
Max, you're hired. Jamie never knows what to say.
If you want to... No. Give us a rate. Give us a review.
Subscribe. Are you guys still doing that thing where if people rate you and give you a good review, you're going to send them a bottle of wine?
No,
because
yes.
I've been waiting.
Well, people didn't do it.
Oh, I gave it a review.
Well,
we gave you a bottle of wine.
You got lost in the mail.
You did. This was your bottle of wine.
Oh,
drink
thanks.
Tonight.
Oh, great. Love that. Thank you.
Max, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your feelings, your...
Wisdom.
Honestly, it's been a dream of mine for the longest time. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, we've been doing this podcast for like 3 years.
This is a dream. No, we haven't.
2018?
No.
When did we start this?
2019.
Okay, 19 to 20 to 20, so 2 years.
So we're coming up on 6.
All right.
With that...
Cheers.
Cheers.